Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about one of my favorites, ginger, and does it actually help reduce muscle pain and soreness? Now, we've talked about the anti-inflammatory benefits of ginger because it falls in the same plant family as turmeric, which is what you'll find in curry. And they are part of the anti-inflammatory compounds and volatile oils known as gingerols. And we know this because they inhibit prostaglandin E2. Prostaglandin E2 is what makes pain receptors sensitive to pain. So they looked at this stuff. There was recently a study that came out, and they looked at just ginger.
Like ginger ale.
No, not ginger ale, ginger. And what they do is they recruited 74 people, adults. And they
how
had
do you
them
consume it?
What's that?
How do you consume ginger?
Is it well, a, I'm going to tell
a,
you.
Is it a root?
Well, but they made them eat it. They
like
ate
raw.
2 grams. So I don't know if they made them eat capsules, but it seems like they actually made them eat 2 grams of ginger per day. And what they did is they took 74 people and they had them do exercises meant to induce muscle pain and inflammation. I guess they either had them lift weights or they had them do a lot of stuff, like a lot of eccentric movements, like lunges,
right.
Stuff that would cause a lot of soreness. And what they found is that in this group, they experienced roughly 25% reduction in exercise-induced muscle pain 24 hours after the workout. So we know that if you just work out and if you take that ginger, it may not have any benefit. Now, this was a double-blind study. So they had ginger, and they obviously had stuff that wasn't ginger.
Right.
But I
they
don't know.
Marianne.
You know, ginger has a right from the Gilligan's Island
exactly.
Reference. Nice. But I don't know. You know, ginger you taste.
I
don't know how you make that a placebo.
Unless it was a supplement.
Unless it was a capsule form.
Right, and they swallowed it.
And then they swallowed it. So that's, I think, probably what they did. And but what they found is they found that the ginger actually did help in the day-to-day progression of muscle pain. So after a couple of days, that's when people definitely felt the relief of it. And so it may actually help ease pain and soreness, but only a day or more after the workout. Not right at, so if you take ginger right after the workout, it's probably not going to do anything to help soreness.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.